Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL.com, and I am joined by Kate Constable and Matt Horner, and we have an NBA odds boost for all of you today. Now that March Madness is over, the basketball we will focus on is the NBA, and this is on Joel Embiid and Giannis Antetokounmpo to each have over 29.5 points. This is boosted to plus 380 at Caesars. What do we think of this odds boost?
I actually love this odds boost tonight. I think Joel Embiid is going to have a massive game. I also like him to have 10 plus points in the first quarter. You can get that for like one plus 145. But I think he's going to have a huge game and go over this number because they're playing the Pistons. And two, I think Embiid is going to try and just put this game away early. That way he can rest for the, you know, later in the second half. So I think the Sixers get up early, like big time. And a lot of that is going to have to do with Joel Embiid. He's dominated the Pistons before, 33 and 44 points in his two games against them. So I like that, especially with the Magic on deck tomorrow. No, Friday. Okay, never mind. Either way, I think the Sixers try and put this game away early. And then for Giannis, this is a little bit trickier, but still, I mean, Giannis has gone over this in nearly every game in his last six, finished with 21 against Memphis. And the Bucks are on a 4-game losing streak against bottom feeder teams other than the Knicks. Those are all at home. They're playing the Celtics tonight. Like, the Bucks are at risk of losing the number 2 seed.
Oh, Bucks are trash.
The Doc Rivers effect.
He is terrible.
Yeah, it's not good in Milwaukee right now. And I think I don't trust the Bucks as a whole, but I do kind of trust Giannis. So I think he is going to have a massive game if the Bucks want to win this one, which it's a much needed win. So I really like this boost today. Both of those players having big nights, Matt.
Yeah, I love it too. It's fantastic. I mean, Embiid, I mean, he's only over this in one of his three games since returning, but he's getting back into the swing of things here. He had it in his last game, so I think he could definitely put up that number as long as they avoid the blowout situation with Detroit, because Detroit is so bad. But Giannis, I absolutely love this. He's over in three of his last five games. He did go under in his last two, but again, this is a big game against Boston that they absolutely need to have a big performance in. And Doc Rivers, like I just said, is just the worst. He is a cancer to any team he's on. Get him out of there. I don't even care who they replace him with. He is terrible. So that is my thoughts for that. But yeah, I love this boost.
Yeah, it's like Stanley said in The Office, I would rather work for an upturn mop with a bucket for a head than Michael Scott. It's kind of like these players, maybe with Doc Rivers at this point.
Oh, it's
because it is bad. Yeah, just take a mop with a bucket head out there and maybe they would coach better than
they
Doc
might
Rivers
like today. Him. I don't know. Yeah. They might like him and his personality, but he is just everywhere he goes, it's just a letdown.
It's tough.
Every time.
It's real tough.
He had a nice little comfy gig calling games, would have been calling the NBA finals this year.
Go back to media, that's a tough move for the Doc. But hopefully Joel Embiid and Giannis can overcome that tonight and go over on these points for this odds boost plus 380 at Caesars. Get in on this and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account right now. And head to BetQL.com, get your free 3-day trial today, and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ at Kate Constable and at Lucille Burge. We have our favorite bets for today as well. One of my five home run props hit yesterday. One of
Woo!
Them. One. Of them. Yes, hey. It was.
Marcel, I put him in the props article as well to hit a homer. He dominated. Yeah, he was fantastic. He's fantastic against I can never pronounce his name. It's Tehran.
I think Tehran. I was saying Tehran on the baseball Tehran. Show 2 to 2:30 on the baseball network.
Yeah, he's crushed him in his career. So it was like, yeah,
I said Tehran on.
I think it's
Sunday.
Tehran. It's Tehran, but I just use as many syllables as possible to make it difficult. Tehran. Tehran. Does Veterone. Does very Castellanos as well. He did not hit a home run. So today I am going with another home run prop, and it is on Mookie Betts. +475 at BetMGM in our long shots article to hit a home run. He's got 5 so far this season. His last one came a week ago against the Giants. I think he can get his 6th of the season tonight against the Twins. They are facing Louis Varland, who is starting for the Twins. He has an ERA of 6.75. He allowed 6 hits, 3 earned runs, including 1 home run in his first start, which was his only start of the season. So I think this is a great spot for Mookie Betts to hit another home run tonight.
Love it, Lucy. I'm going to go back to the NBA. There's actually kind of a lot that I like tonight in the NBA. One of those being the Sixers early. I think you could take them either first quarter or first half. I've taken them first half at -9.5. Again, I mean, the Sixers, they can get out of the play-in if they continue to win. This is a very winnable game, and I think they try and just hammer the Pistons early. Again, that way Joel Embiid can kind of take the fourth quarter off, rest a little bit more. So I like the Sixers early. I also like this is so gross, but the Wizards +16.5
really?
Against the Timberwolves, and the Jazz +14.5 against the Nuggets, because the Wolves and Nuggets play tomorrow night. So this is the first end of a back-to-back. Nuggets and Wolves play tomorrow night in Denver. The winner of that game likely has the number one seed locked up. I mean, it's not for certain, but like, it's going to be really hard for them to lose it, because if Minnesota wins, they have the tiebreaker over Denver, because they will have won the series. And if the Nuggets win, obviously they're a game up on the Wolves. So maybe a little bit of a look ahead spot for both of those teams. Maybe if they're up big, they rest their starters late in the game, backdoor covers on both sides. I mean, 16.5 points is a lot to cover before one of the most important games of the season, and you're flying out to Denver. So both those dogs, I think, are playable at those numbers.
Love that.
There you go. Yeah, nope. Love that for sure. I'm going to go to baseball, because college basketball is over. Congratulations to UConn, the national champions.
Yes.
Even though I bet against them and took Purdue yesterday.
Mistake.
I never bet against Connecticut, Matt. I bet against UConn in every game of the tournament. Every game. And I lost.
You bet against UConn?
How'd that go?
Every game.
Why?
Every single game of the tournament, I bet against. Because the public was putting so much money on them in every single game.
I think you're being so slick.
I bet against them in every single one. And so many squares won in this tournament, betting UConn constantly on every single line.
Yep.
That's fine. That happens sometimes. But overall, I did fantastic in this tournament. I bet Purdue in every single one of their games as well. So I won every spread except the one, obviously, last night. But yeah, now I'm kind of going into my offseason since college basketball is over. So we're going to baseball, and we're going to take Dansby Swanson.
Yes.
Hit a home run tonight.
I love this one.
Against Joe Musgrove. Yeah, I don't know if you have him as well, but I love going in. And when I'm looking at these props, I like to look at how these players have done in the past against the pitchers and stuff like that. Joe Musgrove tonight on the mound for the Padres. Swanson has destroyed him in his career. He's 4 of 11 against Musgrove. That's a .364 average. He has 2 doubles and 2 home runs in those 4 hits. So he has absolutely crushed him. That's a 1.679 OPS. He's destroyed him. So Swanson to hit a home run, it's +675 at BetMGM right now. Some great odds there for him to do that. And I'd sprinkle him for some other props too. Like, he has 3 RBIs against him in his career. You get an RBI, total bases as well. But just backing Swanson on a whole bunch of things tonight. And that's my best bet.
I love that. Get in on all of these bets and the odds boost +380 at Caesars, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.